Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman is here. Your subscriptions and donations will carry us through to reach Jupiter orbit. There are two outbound probes for Jupiter orbit. There are no outbound probes for Saturn orbit. Note that, none. There is Juno in perhaps terminal orbit around Jupiter now, but we're headed, Bob's reporting, for Io, a moon of Jupiter that is peculiar. It's like one great big eruption. Bob, what's happening on Io, and what are we going to do about it? Good evening.
Well, John, Io is the volcano world. It was predicted because of Jupiter's tidal forces to be volcanic. I have lots of volcanic eruptions. And that prediction was made a week before the Voyager craft flew past. And lo and behold, a week later, Voyager detected an actual eruption taking place on Io. So you couldn't get a better prediction than that. So Io has lots of volcanoes and lots of eruptions because of those tidal forces. And scientists try to track those events. And so using Webb, this is not from one of the planetary probes, but using Webb's infrared capabilities, astronomers have tracked two different volcanic eruptions on Io that took place from between 2022 and 2023. And what those detections determined is two things. One, the eruptions released a lot of sulfur monoxide into the air above the surface of Io. It has an atmosphere of this kind of material from the eruptions, but it's pretty thin. And so that's one thing. They were able to actually track the sulfur monoxide that was released. But they also tracked sulfur that was released. And they think the sulfur that was released might not have been linked to the eruptions directly. It might instead be a sulfur that was created interacting with the plasma torus that surrounds Io that's produced by the magnetic field of Jupiter, the strong magnetic field. A lot of this is uncertain. That sulfur emissions could actually be linked to the eruptions themselves. This is a planet that continually changes. Every time some spacecraft like Juno has flown past, we have detected new eruptions from different places. It's a very strange planet, John, but then again, everything is strange in space.
Yeah, there's no duplication in our solar system. And there might not be a duplication of our solar system, but we're still tracking that. We're going to the planet Mars, which becomes friendly, Bob, when after you speak of nothing but volcanoes. All right, Curiosity is on a mission, and it's giving us a photograph. What am I looking at?
All right. So as always, I like to look post pictures. The images from the rovers are still coming back, and the teams are still maintaining the rovers and actually, I think, making them move from point to point, still doing research, even with the shutdown. And looking at the pictures, there was this great picture looking downhill on Mont Sharp across the crater, Gale Crater, to see the rim 20 some odd miles away. And the rim is very faint in the distance of this picture because there's a lot of dust in the atmosphere. We're moving into dusty season on Mars. And I posted the image on Behind the Black. This is just a very cool image. You can see the tracks of the rover. I have put a dotted line on the image to indicate the rough route that Curiosity has taken to get to this point. I also include a map so you can see how the image relates to the entire terrain and Curiosity's overall travels. And as I always say, John, this is an alien planet. There is absolutely no life in this picture, and there never is. And that's, you don't find that on Earth almost anywhere. It's a very strange place, but it's a cool picture.
I wonder how these photographs are going to change the education of primary children who believe that this is normal to see another planet surface and walk around.
The concern I'd have is they think it's so normal that they don't take it seriously and don't realize how hard it is to do this kind of thing. And that's a risk. You know, if you watch Star Trek, you think, snap a finger, make it so, and you can do almost anything. And that's not how space works. It's really hard.
It isn't? But really, Bob, we do miracles every day in space.
But it's hard, John. This is rocket science.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. Your donations and subscriptions, we're very grateful. Thank you.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.